talking Duck football with former Oregon wideout Jeff Mail, who, of course, spent time in the NFL at the Texans and Eagles with his college coach, Chip Kelly. Jeff, great catching up. How are things going?
Things are great, man. Me and my wife got settled down up here in Lake Oswego. Just had our first child, first son, Jackson's his name, 2 months ago. So life couldn't be better, to be honest with you.
That's awesome. Let's rewind. 2013, you arrive in Philly. Coach Kelly is there. And as you begin practice, having played for him in college, was he any different dealing with NFL guys, or it's just, yeah, that's Chip Kelly?
Basically, that's Chip Kelly. He's the type of guy that wants to establish a culture and wants his program or you know, team to follow what he's laying in front of you. And his success shows, man. When people buy into it, he has a lot of success. It was really fun to see him not change one bit.
So, obviously, this year at camp with Oregon, there's a quarterback competition going on. And while it appears Dakota Prukop is in the lead, you guys experienced something similar in 2010 between Darren Thomas and Nate Costa. Nate had the experience, and DT had the one game back in 2008. What do you recall about that summer battle that ended with Darren Thomas winning the job?
You know, just that both guys were very good quarterbacks in different ways. Nate was extremely intelligent, was always on his reads and would get the ball out on time. And Darren, you know, had that athleticism that if you forced him to pull it on a read option, he was going to get 10 or 15 real quick. I think Darren won it outright. I think it was an extremely difficult choice. And if you look back through that season, Nate ended up having to play some valuable time when we went up to Washington State. Yeah, it was just a situation where, you know, the coach picked the best guy and we went with it.
I saw you made it to a couple of practices. So what are your impressions of the kind of skill level, the leadership and grasp of this offense you saw with Dakota Prukop?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's fast. And it seems like it keeps getting faster, even though I felt like our team, you know, my last couple years there were moving pretty efficiently. Those guys are out there flying around. You know, Dakota looks good. The two young kids, the kid from Eugene is a really big kid. I wasn't expecting for him to be as physically imposing, you know, for a young guy. You know, I think it's going to be a good battle, and I think that Coach Helfrich, you know, has a good game plan with it, and obviously they're going to make the best decision at the end of the day to try and win football games.
All right, we're talking with Jeff Mail, who's transitioned from the gridiron to the world of finance, working with Mace Financial. You can learn more about them online, macefinancial.com. They've got an office on High Street here in town. Clue us in now. Now that you're working outside of the pads, what are you doing with Mace Financial?
So basically, I'm doing a lot of small business health plan stuff, life insurance, disability. It's been such a cool experience going around and meeting new people and hearing what they do and hearing their stories, and especially the small businesses, being able to listen to their stories and how they got into what they do. And it's just been so cool to get back into the community in a different way. And the love that I've got from the people that I have sat down with has been, you know, super, super just exciting and awesome. So I couldn't be happier.
One of the original No Block, No Rock Duck wideouts, member of the Duck teams who won the Pac-10 back-to-back in 2009 and 2010 when they played for the Natty. Transitioning well into the business world, Jeff Mail, our guest. Again, learn more about Mace Financial. Go online, macefinancial.com. Call their office on High Street in Eugene, 719-7390.